Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, which is called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. The call-in number for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that number for that call-in, for that free angel guidance, is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Perhaps you're listening in on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the archive shows. We number now about 117 on the Blog Talk Radio site. Or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Firstly, just going back to mention my beautiful book, Angels of Faith. It is based on my two near-death experiences I had when I was a child. My first near-death experience I had when I was 5 years old, and my follow-up death experience to that was when I drowned when I was almost 15 years of age. This story in this beautiful book helps us all to remember our real home in spirit, and I hear from so many people that it helps them reconnect to their own divine eternal nature, and it helps them to not be so afraid of the dark. You know, if you'd like to purchase a copy of this inspirational book, please visit my Angel Healing House website on www.angelhealinghouse.com. Also a reminder that the Posse of Angels and I have been posting some of the channel topics that we've shared on my program on my Candy Hoff YouTube channel. So I'd love you to watch my videos, and if you like what you see and hear, please feel free to share them with family and friends. You know, I had a lovely session this past week, and I'd like to thank two of my clients for their beautiful testimonials that they shared with me. And synchronistically, both of them were from Canada. Both of them had Skype calls with me over the computer. The first testimonial went like this. She said, "Like an angel, you came into my life. I called for God's help, and I was open to receive, and you appeared. When you spoke to me, I could feel the power of God coming through you. You have such a gift, and I receive so much more than my expectations. I am sending to you oceans of thank you." And that's from Liliane in Quebec, Canada. And the second testimonial was, this person wrote, "This is the best thing that I have ever done in my life. I now have the motivation and clarity to be myself. The session with you was the best gift that God has ever given me. It's like I've been reborn today, and I can now feel love." And that's from Janice from Calgary, Canada. So listeners, if you are truly ready to make a positive change in your life, you can book your own amazing intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing session with me or an angel reading. And you can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward. But as I often say, you cannot create a new life if you're working with old, worn-out tools or ideas or programming that does not serve you anymore. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting a new life for yourself into reality. I see that we have several callers holding on the line for the free angel readings. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is called Always Have All That You Need. Just that title alone, you always have all that you need. That Posse of Angels gave me that title, and when they gave me that title, it made me feel so reassured to know that we always have all that we need, you know. But the angels are telling me that we have a few listeners out there that are questioning this topic as they are not feeling particularly fulfilled in certain areas of their lives. So how could they have all that they need? Well, let's take an angel's look at this topic. And they are going to look at the topic by reminding us of our divine eternal nature as children of God. You see, listeners, each of us was blessed and gifted with all that we ever need in any given moment to realize and action our heartfelt intentions. This was actually written in our contract of life as the etheric council told us to remember that when we went from spirit into the physical fields of matter as humans, that abundance was our nature, and that we would always be provided for whatever we needed. Now, please note here that the Etheric Council said to us, not whatever we wanted would be provided us, but what we needed would be provided. If we needed to scrape by in hard financial times, maybe we needed to learn the lesson to truly value our blessings. Maybe we needed to experience our sources of money drying up to make us more resilient and to build character and to have us rely more on our faith. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that we each have the capacity to choose to view our lives from an angel's perspective, or to choose to curse and rail against our challenges in life and blame others or blame our circumstances for our hardships that we are going through. You know, it's not always easy to know why something has occurred in our lives, but if we experienced it, and with all things, it was presented to us for our highest good. Now, in this regard, I like the quote that says, "I am thankful for my struggle, because without it, I would not have stumbled across my strength." And this is so true in so many situations as we go through challenges and we go through enduring things in our life. It's not until we are past it and we can see it in retrospect that we see how much we've grown because of those struggles and those challenges in our lives. And although we always have all that we need as humans, many of us have a habit of looking off in the distance or looking off anywhere else but in the nanosecond of the now for that which we truly desire. And because we think that something else other than what has turned up in our lives will fulfill us more than what is exactly in the present moment. An example of this happened as a result of a last-minute caller that I had on a recent radio program. You know, trying to answer a full switchboard of calls on one of my programs for those free angel readings, I saw that time was running out with only a few minutes left to go before the end of my program. Picking up the last call, I said to the caller that I did not have time to give her a reading on air, but if she would like, the Posse of Angels were telling me to give her a reading off air after the show. When I redialed her number and when she answered, she could not believe that I would call her off air and give her a free reading. You know, I replied that I am divinely led to follow God's word through his angels on how he desires for me to serve. You know, in this way, I tried diligently to not question the word of the divine and his how and when my life unfolds. So if I hear from the Posse of Angels to give somebody a free reading, I don't question. I just go forth and I serve in the best way that I know how. You know, it was synchronistic that her question concerning the reading was of a similar vein, as she said she was feeling a little lost as she did not know the best way that God intended for her to serve. Now, as I turned the first card over, I heard the word book, and I asked her if she had written a book. She said that it was funny that I should mention it, as she was getting many, many references for a very long time and an urging to write the book that she had inside of herself, but she had just not made time for it or gotten around to writing it, as she was so dead set on serving her purpose in life. You know, I said that looking externally outside of ourselves for the answer on how to serve in any other moment than in the present moment puts us in an imagined future on something that hasn't happened and probably won't happen. And when we do this, it would have us always continually coming up empty as how to serve, because in every single second, we have all that we need to serve the divine. So as she was already shown, and I explained to her that she may not have been able to see it because she was not serving in the present moment. She was looking towards the future on how she should serve, not how she could serve, and that she already had been shown a sign on how to proceed next in the answer to being of best service. I told her that as she was a metaphysical teacher, that this book inside of her would be very important for her, and it would act like a calling card. It was important for her to write it and acknowledge the tremendous personal journey that she had been through that led her to now living a conscious life of enlightenment. You know, in many ways, this book would be a roadmap for others to follow. I told her that once this book was birthed, then the opportunities and connections to be a spiritual teacher and mentor easily show up in her life. But until the book came forth on the physical plane, until she made movement on that puzzle piece, on that sign that the angels gave her, she would not feel whole, like something was left undone and not completed in her life. The caller then went on to ask about a certain gentleman in her life and whether that person and herself would be getting together. Well, this was interesting. I told her that the man she was referring to was actually waiting for her to be self-realized and honor every part of herself, especially her creative talent, and bring forth that book. Until she did this, she would still have an unrealized relationship with herself. And if her relationship with herself was not 100% secure and whole, could not have that relationship which she so yearned and longed for and she desired with anyone else. The posse of angels then went on to tell her, build it, meaning write the book and they will come. This is a favorite expression of the posse of angels, and it's from the movie, the Kevin Costner movie, The Field of Dreams. So often we wait for other signs to show up, you know, with our expectations on how life should or ought to work out. When we're given a sign, act upon it, and then the connections and opportunities will show up to foster what we have created. They then showed her book signings and talks and interviews to get her message out. But you know what, listeners, none of this, as I told my listener, would happen if the book remained unwritten. After this revealing reading, the caller said, you don't know and you don't understand what you've done for me and given to me today. I've been stuck for a very long time wondering how to be of best service and always waiting for something to show up as a result of how to do that. She was waiting, thinking that she did not have all that she needed in the present moment to be of best service. Your willingness to give me a free reading off air as you were out of time was so generous and unexpected, and it provided me with such important messages on how to step forward and to be of best service. I really do not know how to thank you. And that's from Lisa in New York. And Lisa in New York, if you are listening, the posse of angels are saying, no thanks are necessary. The greatest thank you can do is to write that book and creatively bring it forth. And then so many people will be saying, thank you. Thank you for being of best service through the writing of that book. So I asked the Posse of Angels, why is it that those things that show up for us in an easy and uncomplicated way that would give us a creative outlet and joy, why? Why do we so often overlook as an answer to our prayers? They said that much of the way humans perceive life has to do with their programming. For instance, if one was raised with the idea that life is supposed to be hard, you know, life was not supposed to be easy, then one will go out of their way to create friction, difficulties, and problems in order to fulfill this belief system. Now, another notion that many humans have been brainwashed into thinking is that their focus must be on making money and things like fun, playfulness, joy, balance, creativity, all have to be sacrificed for the realization of this agenda. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that these lower vibrational thought frequencies, that life is meant to be hard and difficult, and you know you must really strive for things, and you know that life is not meant to be easy. All these lower thought frequencies fit right in with the previous energies on the planet that were much lower. I have discussed on previous radio programs how we as a conscious collective have gone from the Piscean age of thinking with our minds and analytically trying to figure life out to the Aquarian age of intuition, imagination, and feeling our life choices through our higher perceptions, which is through our heart. But as so many of us have shifted our energies, we have come to realize how boundless and limitless we are to have whatever it is we desire, and that we can receive those things not through hardship, but we can receive them with great ease and with the constant flow of magic showing up in our life, as we understand that in any single second we have all that we need. Before we speak more about having all that we need in any given moment, let's go to the phone lines. First up, we have 678, and then the next line is 720. But 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Cyril. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. And do you adhere to the Posse of Angels statement that you always have all that you need?
Yes. That's why I listened.
What's that?
That's why I usually listen to you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Well, what has been going on in your life, Cyril, as far as this past month? We've had a few trying energies with Mercury retrograde this past 3 weeks, and quite a very strong energies with this last full moon.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed anything different?
I've been noticing the ups and downs with the energy.
Yes, yeah. They have, this past month has brought up a lot of issues for people to clear and cleanse, it seems, for the very last time. You know, those people that are following a conscious life of awareness, they're following their spiritual path, and, you know, they have actively and very consciously, you know, let go of many things. They have forgiven, but it seems that this last month has been a very emotional time for people to revisit one more time those relationships with family and friends, or, you know, those people even from the past that we haven't really put to rest. Those relationships, and also our relationships around our finances, around our well-being, those kind of things, because the new is going to be coming into so many of our lives, new opportunities and new connections in the spring, and we want to make sure that we're absolutely clear when we step forward. So you're right in saying it has been a month of ups and downs. And it has, I've heard from many clients, that it's been a very emotional month for them. So did you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
No, I just wanted to see what the angels, what messages the angels are having for me this time around.
Okay, let's have a look here. Did you have a lot of people or some people from your past returning again into your life?
No, not really, no.
Okay, all right. Sometimes the people don't return, but the feelings return. You know, those feelings of possibly, you know, twinges of disappointment, twinges of not so much resentment, but disappointment that possibly things haven't worked out or things like that. So let's go to the cards and see what the Posse of Angels have to insights they want to share with Cyril today. Okay, well, here we have the Seven of Wands, and the Seven of Wands on my cards, you know, shows a fellow standing above the raging waters, and they're saying that you have worked very hard, Cyril, in coming into yourself, in coming into your own, and they're saying, yes, I was right in bringing up about the spring, because in the springtime, you are going to gain more recognition in what you have been working towards. Now, whether that's a job recognition or recognition with others who would help you step forward in a job position or a position in which you can be, again, of best service. But they're saying that it certainly is going to be a time of recognition for you. Have you felt that in yourself, like you are stepping more into a time of recognition?
Yes.
They're saying that this is going to show up even more in the springtime. The next one is a wonderful card. It's the Patience card, but it's also saying that it is a time of clearing for you, a time of clearing any doubts or doubts or fears in you that you might still find that yes, you have your intentions and your wishes, but there's a part of you that says, what if my wishes come true? Then will I be able to do the job? So they're saying that it is an emotional time, a little bit up and a little bit down, and they're saying that it's just getting you to clear out those emotions that you might have a little bit of doubt on whether you will be able to fulfill these intentions. And your next card that is coming for you is the Judgment card. And this is not about judgment, but this is about a new beginning for you happening in the spring. So all of these cards really do point to new opportunities coming for you and some aspects of your wishes being fulfilled. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Cyril.
Yes, it has been, Candy.
Okay. Have a lovely day. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Go to our next caller. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello? 720? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello? 720, I will get back to you. Next caller, 703. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, hello. Very nice to speak with you. Eric is my name.
Hello, Eric. Where are you calling from?
Virginia or the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my parents have a farm in Charlottesville, Virginia.
That's a very nice place, actually.
It is. And I used to go to high school there with my pet dinosaur millions of years ago. My brothers went to the University of Virginia, so Charlottesville does hold a very special place for me.
Well, it is a nice place. I haven't been there in maybe 2 years, but I have But I liked it when I was down there. Yes, UVA and the quote-unquote downtown mall, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely, the downtown mall. I know it very well. So,
which is
Eric,
a great place to eat and shop, yes.
Oh, it is, it is. And God bless UVA. Every football game that I ever went to was less about the football and more about the tailgating.
Well, I think Virginia schools, I don't know if it's Virginia Tech or UVA, but they seem to be doing well. So,
wahoo, wah. So, Eric, how has this last month of February been for you?
It's been a little on the quiet side, so I'm looking for some excitement, something to look forward to, would like to see what might happen, you know, maybe in the next few months here or next month. Who knows? March is just around the corner.
March is just around the corner, and so many of us who have intended and pleaded and begged and asked and cried for our intentions and wishes and dreams to happen, well, they could not have happened to the utmost fulfillment if we ourselves were not in energetic direct alignment with them happening. You know, so many of us who follow the laws of attraction, like attracts like, you know, we put out our affirmations or our vision boards or our visualizations of what we intend for our life to be like, but we forget the most important component, and that important component for us is aligning our energy with abundance, with that feeling of abundance that we have all that we need in any given moment, that abundance is our nature, and the greatest way to hold on to that is not so much project ourselves into the future, but is adhere to the present moment and put our emphasis on the present moment, because that's all we have. The future is actually created by what we do energetically in the present moment. So, you know, when you say that this last month of February has been quiet, it has been dead quiet for a lot of people, and it's only when things are quiet for us, can then we really take a concentrated look at our lives and see where in our lives we could possibly, clean up our act or revisit our lives to see where we could make our lives as squeaky clean as possible, so that when new things do happen for us, and we are of that high alignment, then we can step forward and not drag the past along with it. Do you feel there are any areas that you've had to, not had to, but, you know, you've had to relook at during these last couple of months?
Well, I've been working towards a goal in terms of career-wise. I'm trying to get a project out into the world, a creative project, but I've been kind of moving forward on that slowly, but I have been. The relationship is also been very quiet, so I don't know, that's kind of, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be going. Nothing seems to be happening there for now. Not to say I didn't meet somebody, this past weekend, but I don't know, you know, it wasn't exactly asking them out, but they were a nice, it was a nice lady, and she has my info, so if she ever wants to come visit, she can visit.
The ball's in her court.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm feeling about this, while I'm shuffling the cards, what I'm feeling about this project, it is a very important project. So that's what the Posse of Angels is saying. And it will make a difference not only in your life creatively, but it will make a difference in others' lives as well. And it's interesting that I spoke about that lady that I gave a free reading to off-air when I was speaking about earlier on in the program. And she was asking ways to serve, she had her day job, but she kept on getting a book that she needed to write. And she said, "Well, until I know how to serve, I can't write the book." And I said, "No, it's like you're putting the cart before the horse." I said, "You need to write the book. That's the sign that the angels are giving you, and then the rest will be given." It seems like until this project is realized, and you are realized yourself, and you are fulfilled by it, then you'll go out to have a realized relationship.
Otherwise, so everything depends on that.
Well, it's not that everything depends on that, but if you see it, if you see this project as work, Eric, it will be work. If you see it as joy, this was given to you. This wasn't given to any other soul. Maybe there are similar projects. Maybe there are similar projects. I know this. maybe there are similar projects in the world. Maybe, but out of the billions and trillions of souls, we are so individually unique that when something is gifted to us, like a creative idea or a book or something, and lots of people say, "Oh, well, you know, there's lots of, for instance, my book, there's been lots of books on angels, you know, why should I write another one?" But there has never been one created with my energies in just this way. And so they're saying for you to start looking at this wonderful gift that you have been given with new eyes. They're showing me like a pair of new eyes. They're like, you know, giving you like magic glasses or something like that. And they're saying, look at the project through the eyes of a child, the eyes of a child that would have wonder and enchantment, creativity, fun, an opportunity for you to play and create this wonderful project. And it's those energies that will really fuel it coming into manifestation. Your whole energy will be like rocket fuel under this project, and it will boost it. And you won't even have to go out looking for love. Love will then find you, because you'll be self-realized and so energized and abundant in these energies. That's what the ladies will be picking up.
They always do. When is this great realization? When do your angels or my angels see this coming?
Okay. They said, don't put any emphasis on the how and when of this coming. If you put your emphasis on that, they're saying that this will start to take blossom. They're showing me spring flowers, like spring flowers blossoming. This will start to really energetically steam ahead once we get out of the shadow of this Mercury retrograde and things start to move forward, you know, but it doesn't turn immediately around on March 1st. It takes a good couple of weeks or 2 weeks for things to really start moving forward. But you'll see really forward movement towards the end of March and going into April. But they said that the providence of how and when things work out is not within our control. And a lot of times the angels have never spent time in the physical fields of matter. They don't know what time is. So, a lot of times they say, well, you know, it'll happen soon. And they don't know what soon is. But they're saying put more of your emphasis on thanking them. Say thank you for. Okay, they want you to write this down. You got a pen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, say to your angels, thank you for this extraordinary project that is going to help me to serve humanity, and it's going to help serve others. And I love what I do, and if you want to put in there, I get financially remunerated by it. I work with extraordinary people. It touches the lives and connects me with opportunities. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Eric, but whatever you can write down, thank you for. And sit with that 5, 10, 20 minutes a day and hold the visualization of that project going out into the world and serving you and serving others. This would put you in great energetic frequency for then it to manifest into reality. So put your emphasis on that rather than when it's going to happen. You know, actually, just a quick brief story. Several months ago, I connected a gentleman connected with me in New Jersey, and he was a teacher. He wanted desperately to be a principal, and he took extra certification for it for years. And he said, "Candy, I just can't get a job because there are too few jobs for too many people." And I said, "You know what?" I said, "That has nothing to do with it." I said, "Because there's only what you desire." I said, "If your energetic frequency is, I love my job as a principal, and you thank the universe for this job, they will create a job specifically for you." That's how important we are to the universal plan. Anyway, long story short, he wrote down this decree, thank you for. 4 weeks later, I got an email from him saying, "I cannot believe it, but I just accepted a job as a principal at a beautiful school." And he also told me in the reading that he wanted to live in the north and not in the south. I said, "Put that in the decree." And he said, "You'll never guess where it is. It's in the north, which is a more expensive suburb, but with this pay increase, my wife and I can easily afford to move north now." So,
congratulations. Wow.
This thanking the universe, if we only understand this, Eric, that there is only what we desire because we are children of God. And that source, figure of ours, always provides us with what we need. And a lot of times people don't ask for it. So they're saying, "Thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary project," and whatever you want to put along with that. Let's go to the slides now.
Well, I did like your words that you said. I thought they were really... They were really on point, the thing where you said extraordinary creativity, service to like others, financial remuneration, and also being around extraordinary people, which would also be a awesome thing.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm getting excited. I'm really getting excited for you. Can everyone imagine if we would say thank you? Thank you for my extraordinary job in which I get to work at every day, and I'm passionate about it, and it's fun, and it's creative, and I work with lovely people, and I get financially remunerated, and it's easy, and it's flowing, and it's graceful. And these are words that go out and touch the heart of the universe, and that's what gets the universe excited. The first card for you, Eric, is Two of Wands. It shows a lovely lady at the top of a castle. She has made it. She's made it, and the wands are about your creativity, your vision, your ideas. And this is your holding the world in your hands. You are on the precipice of stepping forward with this amazing project and shining it out to the world. And they're saying, please, don't second-guess yourself. That's why, and there's a reason that this project was given to you. It wasn't given to anybody else. And you're about to bring it forth. The second card, woohoo! Best money card in the pack is the Ten of Pentacles. It's also the card of family. You will be drawing to yourself not only the financial remuneration, but you'll also be drawing to yourself a new spiritual family as such. Okay. When the Posse of Angels had me add in there, thank you for the extraordinary, like-minded people I work for, lovely people, you will be drawing this kind of spiritual family, if you want to call it that, or like-minded family to yourself. And the next card, oh my gosh, I want stock in your company. The next card is the Six of Wands. which is the triumph card. There is only one way to read this card. It's the victory card. It's the triumph card. It's the personal power card. So all of these cards are bright. They're sunny yellow. They're radiant. They're warm. And it's such a lovely feel about this, Eric. I would love to know where your project takes you. If you want to keep in contact with me, my email is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I will. I will certainly let you know. It is actually a animation comic strip project, and the animation is moving forward slowly. I'm doing it all by myself right now, so I'm trying to get a pilot, ready for either YouTube and hopefully somebody, and maybe maybe animation festivals.
All
and then
right.
Hoping, that the right eyes or the right spiritual eyes will see it and pick it up and make something happen.
well, you know what? It's almost as if we don't even have to hope anymore that the right eyes will see it, because that's the providence of how God and the angels work. All we need to do is complete our portion. And our portion is to bring it into reality, is to write the book, is to draw the animation, is to put our creative joy into it with that wonder and enchantment, and then let it go to the limitless and boundless possibilities in order for magic and miracles to happen around it. And that's what happens when you approach life as the joy of a child and the creativity, because you're not beholden on the restraints and the constraints of how things should or ought to or have to happen. You watch. You watch Eric. You watch the magic start happening in your life as a result of this.
Yeah, it sounds great there. Those three cards were very powerful, very energizing cards, because
yes,
they were all extremely positive cards.
Would you like me to take a photo of them and send it to you?
If you want, sure.
Okay. Well, you send me your, I won't say your email over the phone, but if you send me your email address to candy@angelhealinghouse.com, I'll take a photo of those cards and send it along to you. Just as a
okay.
reminder. Of how energy.
Just as a reminder, and also as a source of like energy, right?
Absolutely. You know what? We can never have enough of that wonderful sunny energy. So, like I said, I hope that's been helpful for you, Eric. And wahoo wah.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
okay,
Candy. Well, and we will be in touch. I'll shoot you a email at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. You said.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks
okay.
very much. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Candy. Take care now. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blessing.
What a beautiful, beautiful reading that was. And I'm very, very excited about Eric's project. And now he's even more excited about his project. And, those are great cards. And they're all bright and sunny and yellow and radiant. So let's go to our next caller. 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. Can you hear me? This is Ibitar.
I can hear you, Ibitar. Where did you go?
You know what? I didn't go anywhere. I was saying hello, and you couldn't hear me. At first I had my headset on, then I took it off, and then you couldn't hear me. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
how are you?
Maybe it was. I am well, sweetheart. Maybe it was those gremlins of Mercury retrograde. Who knows?
I'm just enjoying the show. What stories are just so encouraging, especially the first one. I felt like you were talking to me.
Yeah, I mean, how has your February been for you?
has been very magical and very miraculous.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I've been having this house, Candy, that I live in. It's so supportive. It's the energy here really gives me clarity and support on so many levels.
So I've been having some
very interesting experiences here.
Any energies of vortexes or former occupants of the house?
Well, I don't think I'm picking up any former occupants of the house, but the vortex. Yeah, I'm very in tune with the vortex here, and it's very supportive. And I do pick up on negative energies from other people, you know, that may be involved with, you know, electronic kind of things. I pick up on that negative energy, but, you know, I do what I have to do to just brush it off and just keep on going, and I'm going to be building some argon generators that will help deflect that.
Yeah. I mean, we foresaw those wonderful energies in the new house that was coming to you, and this house seems to foot the bill of all those things that we saw that was coming to you. So I'm so glad. And there are so many of us that are going to move locations this year. I mean, it's on the board for so many of us because we are launching ourselves to very new beginnings. And it's not that there's anything wrong with our old, our old locations or our homes that we're living in now, but many of us feel like we've outgrown them energetically, and it's a new start for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I
did have a question, Candy. I was I went to this expo, Evolve Expo. And I met someone that I had saw at a wedding. It's been about maybe a year ago or longer, and he had two products. One of the products he let me try dealt with health and nutrition, and the other product that he introduced me to had to do with financing. I was really excited about the product that had to do with health and nutrition. So my question is about new opportunities as far as, you know, my career, or maybe, you know, new opportunities that may be indirect, may not be in direct connection with my career, but maybe something new that I may, you know, want to lend my energy to.
Oh, the Posse of Angels are very excited about the one for health and well-being. Yes, they're saying that this would serve you very well. I mean, it would give you an extra stream of income. And it would be, you know, you could take the products, yourself, but you certainly could, you know, help so many people with their health and their well-being as well. So I think it's an excellent idea.
Huh?
I think it's an excellent idea about you know, going with that as well. I get a really good feeling about that. So let's go to the card and see what comes out for lovely Ibatar. Yeah, there's going to be so many things that are going to be presented to us as new beginnings, and it's so important for us. When you go into your heart, you think about doing this, Ibatar, you get a good feeling around it?
I get a good feeling around, that the first one, the second one, that had to do with finances you know, money and investments and stuff like that, I kind of felt like what you were saying, you know, when you were saying earlier about, you know, we always have what we need. And then this morning, what the guys and the angels were saying to me, that, you know, you can, if you don't have it, you can manifest it. You can manifest what you need when you need it.
Yeah, and you were led. Okay, I was going to say this first card as the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune tells me that that faith, the angels led you to this expo as you have been thinking about different ways that you can, you know, you can prosper and, you know, you can serve and all of those things. And there it turns up for you. And so it's saying that destiny had a part in bringing you to this wellness product. Perfect. And then now comes the Eight of Swords. The Eight of Swords is a new beginning. It's a new beginning about you stepping forward. In fact, the Wheel of Fortune is a one card, which is a new beginning. The Ace of Swords is a one card. It's about you stepping forth. And this will be also, this product will give you a wonderful base to communicate the wellness around your spiritual knowledge as well. And the next card that comes up for you is the Tower. And the Tower is one of those cards where, you know, not only things that have to break down in order for the new to happen, but it's another card around new beginnings. So I definitely have a very good feeling about this, and that you should, you know, not should, but it would be beneficial for you to look more into it, and if it feels good in your heart, then to go for it.
Mm-hmm. So what about the second thing that he introduced me to that had to do?
The thing with that is the posse of angels are saying no.
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that too.
No. Because when you said this financial thing, its main thing is about making money. And there's nothing wrong with making money, but where we're headed, where we are in the Aquarian age, is putting our emphasis on our creativity, our joy, on serving, on all those lovely things. And as a result of that, money will come to us. So I would favor the first over the second one. So I hope this has been helpful for you, Ibitar.
Thank you so much, Candy.
I'm sending lots of love your way. Take care, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps up our show today. I'd like to say thank you to all my callers. Thank you to those listeners who are tuning in to the program. Thank you so much for listening to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. And please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book or my professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, again, angelhealinghouse.com. And you know, listeners, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and make a healing session, either personally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype and computer. Call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or again, email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out there and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all. Take care. Bye.